This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. When Governor Deval Patrick made his inaugural address back in January, he was clear about his first legislative priority:
changing the way insurance companies reimburse hospitals and doctors.
Moving the state away from paying fixed amounts for each procedure and moving toward putting healthcare providers on a budget for each patient.
And hopefully stopping Massachusetts insurance premiums from spiraling out of control.
Well, the governor finally unveiled his legislation this morning to the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce, and the reviews are mixed.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger was there. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Meghna.
So, Martha, the governor, as he promised, would have most doctors and hospitals in this proposal undergo a major change by using more of a team approach to healthcare and working within the constraints of a budget. So how does Governor Patrick say all this is going to work?
Meghna, he wants most providers to move into large healthcare systems. We'll hear more and more about alternative care organizations, ACOs, that work off of the same electronic record, for example, so everybody's seeing each other's notes. They're talking more about what's best for a patient. And the primary care doctor is really more in charge, not the specialist. So this is a fairly significant change. Within this large system, you might get a set payment for all of a patient's care, if your dad needs a hip replacement, for example, or you might just get set payments for that fixed event, the replacement of that hip. But in any case, you're not billing for each of the different parts of that action that happens. You're really staying within a budget and trying to figure out how to make those costs work within a budget for the year. Now, at the request of the hospitals, the governor's making this move voluntary. It's not going to be mandatory, but he does want it to happen over 5 years. And he says the state will lead by example by putting Medicaid, the Group Insurance Commission, and all of the Commonwealth Care, the subsidized insurance plans, under a global payment.
I understand that can be up to almost 25% of the people in the Commonwealth under these sort of the state group plans.
That's just Medicaid. One in five Massachusetts residents is on Medicaid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, also, Martha, some healthcare leaders are questioning whether the state can really lower costs without setting rates or rules about how much costs can go up each year. So, I mean, is there sort of a stick to browbeat the industry here in this plan?
Well, there's some mixed thoughts about that, but the governor says yes. He wants to build on what he says was successful last year when he capped insurance rates for small businesses. Do you recall there was a bit of a flap led to lawsuits and settlements? So in this bill, the governor would let the state insurance commissioner set the rates for all insurance, not just those small business rates that we talked about earlier. You know, he says that additional authority would then force the hospitals and physicians to lower the prices that they charge insurers.
If the legislation I filed today feels like pressure on the market, good. Good. That's exactly what it's intended to do.
Okay, Martha, so what are the objections then to this approach?
It's the old free market versus government regulation argument. It basically what it comes down to, Meghna. But even within that, it's very nuanced. So, for instance, if you have the squeeze on the cost to hospitals, unions are worried they're going to lose jobs for their members. You have hospital executives relieved the governor didn't go further by actually setting the rates that they could charge. And you have some consumer advocates angry the governor didn't go far enough. Well, Stuart Altman at Brandeis University says, all in all, the bill's a good compromise.
I really do think the market is working, and the question is, how much of a backbone does this put into the insurance industry to say, hey, you know, we'll let you innovate and come up with ideas, but you're going to have to be tough with the providers.
Now, you'll notice there, Meghna, that the governor is giving insurers, and therefore the marketplace, the added power to say to hospitals, you lower your costs or the governor might reject these rates. So there's a lot of dynamics, new dynamics at play here.
Okay, so at the end of the day, for, you know, people like you and me who are the users of the healthcare system, what exactly does it mean for patients?
Well, it's not clear how soon that we'll see lower rates, but in theory, we should see our doctors talking more to each other about our care. The focus is supposed to be on keeping us healthy, keeping us out of the hospital and out of the doctor's office. Over time, there'll be an emphasis on keeping us within these new networks that are being created. And so that's where we might start to see a little bit less choice. Your doctor might say, you know, that knee replacement you needed, Meghna, you got to do it within Beth Israel, or you got to do it within the partner system. You can't go to some other place you might want to go.
But we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out.
Yeah.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.